Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
You ready?
Yeah!
Well, let's go.
Okay, go, go, go.
Your very first words, really get right in and bang them out, okay?
All aboard for Night Train!
We'll be right back.
Listening hour here on Sheffield Live.
Ooh, smooth.
If only it was easy listening hour. Welcome everyone. It is show, what number is it?
375.
Yeah. The crowd go mild. Yes, this is the Night Train for show 375.
Which can mean one thing. If you've been following how this works, and to be honest, we barely even know anymore.
Yeah.
Too many weird rules we've made up for ourselves.
Yes. I quite like this one, though, just because I hate how often it comes round.
Twice a year.
Yes. At best.
At best.
Yeah, so every 25 shows, we kind of get our stash of really weird songs that we kind of shield you from on a normal show.
Yeah, I mean, we drop a few in, but we save all the weirdest ones for these, and then we just purge.
Yeah. And for some, these are their favourite shows.
Yeah, some people like these. Maybe not the most casual listeners will.
No.
In which case, you know, you might as well just turn off now.
Yeah, and that's fine. But Andrew Weather will say, music's not for everyone.
It's all right.
Yeah. If you don't like strange Polish jazz.
Yeah, music might do some heavy lifting in this show. Some of this could borderline not being music.
Yes.
But not what we started out with.
No, that was
genuine music.
Yeah.
That was Can with Oh Yeah from the album Targo Margo from 1971. Their second proper studio album, although they had recorded a lot of stuff before then. First with, what's his name? Damo Suzuki. That's
yes.
It on vocals. As I was saying to Steve off air when this was playing, I've listened to that album quite a bit, but it was only more recently when I listened to it on No Dogs in Space, where they were doing a a Cannes retrospective.
Yep.
And they talked about how they played that song. I said, well, imagine if that hadn't been done then. We wouldn't have Radiohead's Kid A. I was like, oh yeah, it's remarkably similar. Yeah. Why have I never drawn that connection before?
Yeah, but since nice. You mention it, like, you're lying. It even sounds like him.
It even sounds like Tom York, especially the backwards a bit.
Yeah. I've been saving myself for the Cannes podcast.
Build up to that one.
Yeah, I had to ration myself because I've been like going through them at a rate of knots. So I kind of need to listen to them and then kind of just mull on.
Decompress.
Slash. So like this last week, I've just been listening to a lot of Ramones, which all sound the same, but then also specific, like all the different mixes of the same songs, and just be like, what's the difference between the 2009 and 2016 remaster?
Not a lot.
No, especially not to my ears, which aren't the best. This one in the background, if you're interested, it is from Between or Beyond the Iron Curtain, Rare Grooves from Eastern Europe. I think there's a date in there as well. Oh, I don't know, I've lost it. That's from the excellently titled Cripple Dick Recordings. It was released in 2001. So the soft jazz is now over, into some
pretty tough stuff.
Yeah.
This is The Syndicates with Crawdaddy Simone.
Cheating was his trade, a seller of lies, a heart so cold, he seemed to hypnotize. He always walks alone, Crawdaddy Simone. He had no axe to grind, you never saw him smile. But his luck was good, he always dressed in style. He always walks alone, Crawdaddy Simone. He ain't got no friends, he ain't got no friends, he ain't got no friends yet. Baby, some black day, Crawdaddy will show. If he comes your way, a man you better blow. Just leave him alone, Crawdaddy Simone. Yeah. He always walks alone.
We'll be right back.
Okie dokie. How's that?
I feel a bit woozy, if I'm honest.
Weird. Feel seasick.
Yes, which is odd considering I'm sat in a chair in a studio. This is the Night Train here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM, playing strange music.
We are.
Till 11 o'clock.
Yeah, so we kick that set off with the Syndicats, Crawdaddy Simone, On Columbia from 1965, North London beat combo, produced by the legendary Joe Meek. That was their third and final single. Actually, the B-side, the A-side, was Liebestolle, penned On the Horizon. That is now one of the most sought-after freakbeat singles out there. The band also featured Steve Howe, who would go on to join Yes.
That is the most unexpected thing I've heard today. And I've heard some unexpected things. What do we have after that? Oh, we had Rosary Sothir with Don't Be Angry. That's from the Duster Digital compilation. Don't Think I've Forgotten Cambodia's Lost Rock and Roll, which is the soundtrack to the accompany the film with the same name, which is on dtifcambodia.com. But also, if you search around a bit, it is available on a streaming platform for free. It looks like a pretty good quality.
Ooh.
So it talks about the influence of kind of the bands and whatnot, and then the, you know, the troubles that befell Cambodia and what happened to all the artists and stuff like that. So that is definitely worth checking out.
Cool. After that, we went into some pretty mad rockabilly.
Yes.
That was Hassel Adkins with No More Hot Dogs. Originally self-recorded by himself, played all instruments as well. I say instruments, I think it's just drums and guitar and singing. From in 1955, a song apparently about decapitating his girlfriend and mounting her head on the wall because he didn't want it, so she won't eat any more hot dogs. It's just pretty normal stuff. He said in an interview that he was frequently paid money at his pub gigs not to play this song. But he was discovered by the Cramps in the 80s, and I think Norton Records basically kind of released his archive. So this didn't actually get released until 1986 on an album called Out to Hunch. So if you want some more absolutely disturbed psychobilly type stuff, get on that.
Talking of disturbed, after that, it was... As you said, you painted yourself into a corner. That was the end of the songs that were actually songs.
Yeah, and then it went mad.
Yeah, that, so we went to Finland for Avaiko with their track Samojedian Keskin Essa from 2003. I'm not really sure how to describe that kind of music. Weird circuit bending chiptune weirdness. Like I said, borderline not even music. But it's been in my pile to play it for a long time. And I've kind of forgotten just how weird it gets with the weird breakdowns, and
yeah, it's pretty out there. Speaking of weird and out there, then we played Zoo, a track called Mammoth. Sent that to my dad because that was from his pile of records that I've called.
Can't believe, yeah,
that one's definitely staying around. That was the one I queued up a few weeks ago and in the headphones and went, oh, save this for 375. It's too weird.
It starts off just with a break, doesn't
it? Yeah, good break, but it gets real woozy. So, they were a French band. That album was recorded in 1969, I think their debut, kind of doing jazz, prog and blues, but yeah, I think they only recorded two albums of stuff, then they sort of fell apart because they all wanted to play different types of music, as you could hear from that song.
Yes.
At the same time. So, this one in the background, Kieran Hebden and William Tyler, Darkness, Darkness, we're going to let this one play out.
Cool. Keep my mind from constant turn.
Pode parar por a tua divina mulher.
This train business before.
Are you strong? Are you weak? Do you say what I, with my eyes closed, now say? Or do you smile and fear what lies behind your eyes?
Yeah. it all before.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
Curtain.
And so you're free. So happy birthday.
Welcome back, folks.
Okay, yeah, this is still the two of us, the Night Train, holding on for dear life here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Shout out to everyone that's tuned in and stayed tuned in so far.
Oh, yeah. Stay locked.
Yeah, it's only going to get stranger.
That's
right?
True.
Okay, what do we have?
So we came out of bed with Kieran Hebden and William Tyler's Darkness Darkness on Psychic Hotline from last year. Somehow totally missed that being released until about 3 days ago. So I thought it's timely. We'll just throw it in the show for this week. There we go.
Perfect. After that we had, well, I suppose it's almost, I don't know, a chart topper. It was the Beatles with Only a Northern Song. George Harrison penned classic. It was the first of four songs the band provided for the 68 animated film Yellow Submarine, just to get out of their contractual agreement. And it was recorded as a bit of an angry protest to the way he felt shortchanged in the way that Northern Songs, which is the, I think, publishing company, kind of shortchanged on that. But with like every Beatles song, there is a massive Wikipedia article, as you'd imagine. Kind of, it's mental just how much you can look into it if you wanted to. But we move on. After that was Nathan Abshire and the Pinegrove Playboys with the La La Blues. I think that version is from the legendary Jay Miller Sessions. It's one of those songs that he did a few on. Shout out to East, because I first heard that on the Dog Patch podcast, which I think it was him that recommended that. I think it's either a Cajun episode. It's an hour of Cajun drones and laments. It's a tough listen if ever I've heard one. Then there's a short one. It's Catherine Howe with Interlude from her album What a Beautiful Place, released in 71, reissued on Numero a few years back. After that was hip hop, I suppose.
Yeah, kind of had a beat.
Yeah, it had a beat. It was New Kingdom with Mighty Maverick from their album Heavy Load. New Kingdom are New York City rap and rock band, says the internet, formed by Jason Furlow and Sebastian Laws in 87. Which is Early Doors. I think that one was from about 92, 93. I came across it because it was a beat used by Low Fidelity All-Stars on one of their B-sides, Puppy Fat No. 1.